I know you're not going to miss a hunting season or fishing season due to your paralysis, but it certainly changes things. Explain your hunting and fishing plans and trips, let's just say, over the next 12 months.
Well, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I do have a very deep belief in Jesus Christ and God, and some people do and some people don't. There must be a reason that I was dealt this terrible blow. And in my own mind, I believe it was to go ahead and get people to believe that they can do anything that they want to do. And my theory has always been, do the most you can do with what you have. So I plan to big game hunt, small game hunt, freshwater and saltwater fish all over the world, continue my TV series with Versus, and I'm going to have to do it out of a wheelchair. Now, you guys can imagine that this is going to be ugly TV compared to most TV, and very beautiful TV to inspire people to get off their butt, put the butt down, and get out into the field, whether you're injured or not. If I can ride a horse and people can put me in an emergency gurney and I've got four or five people who will help me, you tell me, Pat, what I can do and what I can't do. I mean, I can get across a flooded timber on someone's back in a gurney and transfer to my wheelchair. I can't do anything unless I'm in my wheelchair. But we have snow goose hunt booked with the bow. I'm going to Newfoundland for caribou again. I'm going back to Georgia to try to get a monster hog with the bow. I'm going to have to shoot closer. You know, now I really got to shoot close, 15 to 20 yards, 45 pounds. I'm making wooden arrows with a smaller shaft, but I don't intend to miss a beat. The only difference between you and I, Pat, is that I have no legs and I have no stomach muscles, but I have wheels and I have faith and I have desire and I have guts and I've got stamina and I got resources, and I'm going for the gusto of life, doing the best I can, period, over.